Policewoman USA. Working shoulder to shoulder with our policemen stands a small army of women, unnoticed by the law-abiding, unheralded by the press, policewomen, without whose unique services many a case would have remained unbroken, many a crime unsolved. Each week, with the cooperation of the police departments of the nation and based on cases from their confidential files, we bring you Policewoman USA. Tonight, our salute to Policewoman Sylvia Rollins, without whose dauntless courage and ingenuity, a dangerous killer might have remained at large. From the files of the Los Angeles Police Department comes a story which, within 24 hours of its occurrence, was blazoned across the headlines of the country as the Red Rose Murder. The first report that a woman lay dead behind a warehouse was relayed to a squad car cruising in the area of Sunset Boulevard in Van Ness. With red light flashing and sirens screaming, Car 74 arrived and confirmed the report. The dispatcher at headquarters pressed the hotshot button, which flashed a signal to the desk of Captain Gray on duty that night in homicide.
Gray.
Just got confirmation. A dead body, a woman in the 100 block, North Alameda, rear of the warehouse.
Roger. All units, get this. Dead woman possibly murdered in 100 block North Alameda, behind warehouse. Morgue, we'll need your wagon. Radio squad, protect evidence until homicide arrives. Crime lab, get fingerprints and photos. Medical examiner.
.32 or .33, I'd say. 5'4", Nordic, blonde hair, blue eyes. Cause of death, strangulation following a bad beating.
Thanks, Doc. Stan?
I checked her photos with those in the gallery. No record. Local, anyhow.
Get a make on her, Jenks?
I'll say. The victim is Charlotte Cummings. Twice picked up for drunkenness. Spent the night in the cooler both times. Last known to be working as all-night cashier at the Avalon Movie House at 4th and Broadway. Fired 3 months ago for coming to work drunk. Since then, unemployed. Used to hang out in the bars along Beacon Street. Yeah, real nice girl.
Yeah, just the type to take home and introduce to mother.
Plenty good looking, though. Funny the homely ones never get themselves killed.
Yeah. Any known friends or intimates?
No, I haven't been able to find any yet.
Keep looking.
Yes, sir. Oh, Captain.
Yeah?
One thing I didn't tell you.
What's that?
When she was picked up, she had a red rose in her hand.
Yeah? One time roses came before rigor mortis. Well, it might mean something and it might not. Olson?
Yes, Captain.
Have your men cover every bar on Beacon Street and any other Charlotte Cummings is known to have frequented. I want a complete list of her activities for the last month. Find out if she ever had any regular boyfriends from the time she was 3 and bring him in for questioning. Or them.
I saw her. She's a good looker. We'll need an armory.
It would have taken an armory to hold all the people who were questioned in the 3 weeks following the murder of Charlotte Cummings, a young woman found dead with a red rose in her hand. Tirelessly, the police department sifted the city of 4 million and came up with nothing. The normal channels of investigation had not found the criminal, and the pressure was on.
But when the newspapers start crying for our blood and demanding a shake-up, we have to do something more than make statements to the press.
You have my reports, Chief. We're doing all we can.
I know you are, but try and tell the papers that. If those women columnists think they know so much about running down criminals, why don't they come down here and show us how to do it?
Might not be such a bad idea at that.
What?
Nothing. But it occurs to me there is just one more thing we can try. May I use your phone?
Please do.
Duty desk.
This is Captain Gray.
Yes, sir.
I want your most capable policewoman assigned to homicide for temporary duty. She must answer the following description. Blonde, about 5'4". Come in.
Policewoman Sylvia Rollins reporting, sir.
Oh, yes. I've been expecting you. Please come in. Sit down. Here, next to the desk.
Thank you, sir.
Miss Rawlins, you can refuse this assignment if you choose. There'll be no mention of it on your record.
Well, I can hardly refuse an assignment, Captain, until I know what it is.
The Red Rose murder case.
The Red Rose murder case? Why would I refuse?
Simple, Rawlins. We know a man killed that girl. Took that much strength to strangle her. If you should find him...
But I'll be willing
Wait. Before you say anything, I want you to know that you were chosen because of your resemblance. Physical characteristics, I mean, to the murdered woman. Very good-looking woman, too, I might add.
Why, thank you, Captain. That's as pretty a compliment as I've had today. What do I do?
Good. Get settled in. Naturally, every precaution will be taken for your safety. The theory we're working on is this. By sending a woman who looks like the type he goes for to the places he's suspected of hanging out...
Can I try the same thing again?
Mm.
Huh. When do I start?
Tonight. Take the rest of the day off. Then about 10:30, begin with the bars and joints on Beacon Street. Stan O'Hara in the next office will brief you and drive you down. Good luck.